Blog Talk Good Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Crown Talking Drums podcast. Where W.J. Armstrong is the founder and CEO, and I am your host for this program tonight, Renee. At this time, I'm not going to be with you very long. I don't think so. I don't know. Depending on how the Spirit leads and guides this program. But right now, I'm just going to start out in prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity. Elohim, this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for allowing me to come on tonight and share a word with your people. I pray, Lord, that you take me out of self, take away pride, take away the feeling of being more than myself and taking away the glory from you, oh God. Father, for I never want to do that. But Lord, what I desire is to do your will and to bring others, oh God, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, and to give you the praise that you deserve. Father, we thank you. I thank you this evening, oh God, in the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen, and amen, and amen. So again, I want to welcome you to Crown Talking Drums. And like I said, I didn't want to be on here long, but the discussion I want to talk about tonight is not, I really haven't even given it a topic. I would say taking the glory from God and giving it to yourself. And the scripture I want to come from at this moment is James, particularly James, I believe, chapter 3 and 1, if you give me a moment, James chapter 3 and 1. Let me just turn to that right quick. Forgive me. I do hope everyone had a blessed weekend. I know I did. I thank God that I did get a chance to rest. and I look forward to that often. Especially in these days and time. Now, James chapter 3 and 1, I am coming from the New King James translation. And it reads, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble," I'm going to go on, and I'll let you know when I stop. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in the word, he is a perfect man. How many of those do we know? Able also to bridle the whole body. Instead, we put bits in horses and mouths that they may obey the whole body. And I'm going to stop there. And what basically James is telling us is this is not just for, he's speaking to the church body, but this word, which we know God's word is good yesterday, today, and forevermore, this word speaks to us right today. We have many leaders, and we have many individuals who want to who become teachers, some become trainers, some become teachers and leaders, great leaders. But the problem is when we become teachers and leaders, we forget sometimes who gave us the talents and the abilities to do these things. We lose track. We sort of lose ourselves in that we exalt ourselves over God, and we forget that God is the one who actually gave us the abilities to do these things. One of the greatest temptations of mankind is to want to exalt ourselves. We want people to think we're the smartest. We want people to think we're the most talented, or we want people to think we're the best. We want to be seen and admired for our gifts and our talents and our abilities. But when we do this, as I said before, we lose sight of the one who gave us these gifts and talents. And that person is the Creator, Elohim, God. He's the one that made it possible, not us. It's natural to desire acceptance. Then everyone wants acceptance. Everyone wants affirmation from others. But when it becomes the intent or the reason to what we are trying to accomplish, we draw the focus from God to ourselves. We exalt ourselves instead of exalting God. And if we are not careful, the spirit of pride and idolatry will creep in our lives. When this happens, then we make God's work about us. What we actually are doing is, again, taking his glory away from it and placing it on ourselves. But the word of God says, I am the Lord. That is my name. God says that is his name. And his glory, he will not share or give to anyone else. his praise he will not give or share with anyone else. He's God. He's the one that made it possible for us to do these things. We think that we can do the impossible, but no one can do the impossible but God. And so that brings me to a discussion, another discussion, whereas I believe Apostle Armstrong spoke on this, but it kind of drew my attention to it because of what's going on in the world right now as far as involving former President Trump. Yeah, he's back. He's back in the news. And so what I wanted to draw your attention to is Donald Trump has gone and put his name on a Bible. He has gone and put his name, attached his name to the Bible. I have an article where it's from AP, article from AP, and it's dated March 26, 24. So this is not anything new. I'm just sort of collaborating on it. But it reads, former President Donald Trump is now selling Bibles as he runs to return to the White House. It goes on to say, Trump, who became the nominee earlier this month, released a video on his Truth social platform. Well, we know he's not on a Facebook platform anymore, and that's attributed to himself. But anyway, on this platform, he said he urges people, his supporters, to buy the God Bible, the God Bless, the USA Bible. That's the title of his Bible. God Bless the USA Bible. He says, this is inspired by a country singer, Lee Greenwood. He is a patriotic. He follows Trump. He's a Trump supporter. And this article apparently came out during the week that we celebrate, or some of us celebrate, Easter. They call it either the Holy Week, if you will say. And it says, let's make America pray again. That's the slogan. Let's make America pray again as we lead into Good Friday and Easter. I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible. So we find that Trump has gone and put his name on the Bible. You know, there is a danger to some things that we do. There are some things that just man should not venture into doing. And that is one of them. And it doesn't seem, I haven't gotten a Bible, so I have not read it, and I don't intend to. But it doesn't, from the advertisement, it doesn't seem that he has actually altered any of the words. However, he has added in the contents of the Bible, this is the King James Version of the Bible, he has added the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge of Allegiance. Where I have a problem is, I have a problem with that, of course, him just creating a Bible and placing his name on it. But I also have a problem with him thinking that he can make America great again. He can make America great again. You know, God created already. God is the creator. Everything that he created was perfect. So how then, and of course we know that it became corrupted when we read Genesis chapter 3. Now, but he did make the world perfect. So how then can you come along and say, I'm going to make what God has already made better than God? That's where I have a problem. I have a problem with that. So, also, peers, when Trump puts his name, he's putting his name on God's word. This is like him trying to exalt himself higher than God. Well, we know one that tried that, and he's still trying it. That's Lucifer in the beginning, Satan. Satan, that's one of the biggest reason Satan got kicked out, because of his pride, because he wanted to be like the Most High God. So when we try to exalt ourselves higher than the Creator, then there's a problem. That is not being done because we want to be of service to God. We want to be duty bound for God. Satan even tried that with, you know, it's like he wants worship. God, Satan wants worship. Trump wants worship. Satan wanted worship so badly that he tempted Jesus in the wilderness. I'm sure we all know the story. He tempted Jesus in the wilderness. He says to Jesus, he takes Jesus down and he says, up to an exceedingly high mountain, and he shows Jesus. He says, look, here are all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he says, all these things I give to thee if thou will fall down and worship me. I'm just paraphrasing. Just worship me. Satan wanted worship. That was one of his biggest problems. He wanted to be worshiped. But there is only one that should be worshiped, and that's God, God the Creator. We worship Him, not people or not things. They don't become the focus of our worship. And when they do become the focus of our worship, we're not doing it out of, we're not doing it for love of God. We're doing it for love of self. And this is what Trump is doing. Trump is doing all, everything that Trump has done. If we just go back and we review everything that he does, he wants the glory. He wants to be put exalted on high. I did this. I am responsible for that. But you're not responsible for anything. And so that he is asking everyone to not only support him, but to support him in purchasing this book. This book, I call a book. Bible, God's word is not a book. It is a map, if you will say, to a guide to the way we live our lives. It is his story directing our lives every day. So here comes Trump. He's created this book, and he's urging everyone to purchase this book. Well, I'm urging everyone not to purchase this book. Don't be dangled on a string. Don't be dangled by his flattering words. He can't make America great again. America is great. He can't undo what God has done. He can't do what God has done. He cannot perform the impossible. Only God can form the impossible. He does not have our lives in his hands. Only God has our lives in his hands. We should not exalt him, Donald Trump, or his book. The one that we need to exalt is God. The one that we need to turn back to is God. When a leader, and that goes for any spiritual leader or any person, becomes higher or exalts himself higher than God, then there's a danger in that. They are not, they have a spirit of pride. And God talks about that spirit of pride. God hates the spirit of pride. So now, I don't know who's on the phone lines. And I did say I'm going to make this a very brief discussion. And brief I did. Tonight, let me see if I can get back into, I don't know if I lost it. Did I lose it, Lord? I think I did. One moment, please. I don't know if I disconnected or what. Okay, I see one person on the line. So I'm going to open up the mic and give room for that person if they care to leave a comment. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hello, my sister. How you doing?
You.
I'm well. God be the glory always.
God bless the angels.
I can't Are you on? I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yep. There she is.
Okay. I took my I had my earplugs in. I took them off.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless the angel of the ministry, the podcast, radio, Apostle Armstrong, and others that may be listening. I appreciate your message on tonight. And everything you're saying is true. And it is a warning to us to take heed to leaders that are exalting themselves above God, and and listening to you, I thought back to the eclipse for just a moment, and there may have been a few, but that eclipse was ordained, created, made by God.
Mm-hmm.
From the very beginning, he's in control of it all. When you saw so many people rejoicing and reacting as the eclipse was taking place, I wish I could have heard more of hallelujah, to God be the glory, what mighty work he does, you know? And there may have been some, but I don't recall hearing any specific announcements as to that happening. But I am in total agreement with what you said, and I will really be in prayer and continue to ask God for discernment, because we have choices to make on what leaders are telling us. And we just have to be led by the Spirit that we make those wise choices.
Wise choices.
And not make wise choices. Amen.
Right.
Make
Amen,
wise choices.
Amen, my sister. You know, and maybe I was a little too presumptuous saying that I urge people not to purchase this book. So I am going to retract that. I urge you to make your own choice. Don't be, you know, don't be led by words of man. Pray about it, as you said. Pray about it. Pray for discernment. There is so much going on. It's confusing. It reminds me almost when in the Tower of Babel, where man tried to exalt himself up to the heavens, and God confused their language. They wanted to be like God. He confused their language.
Amen.
Anything other than the word of God that goes against anybody, I'll say, that try, or anything that enters our life, and I mean, even if you're not a Christian, or if you're not spiritual in the aspect that you believe in God, if you allow anything to control your life, or you would put something in your life that you're exalting or taking credit for that you have not done. It's just like when you are typing, and you're people accused of plemishing.
You know,
you're taking the copyright from someone else who's actually credited to doing this work, to doing the research, for putting in the time, and you're taking the credit from them and giving it to yourself. We stand, you know, that's wrong. That's wrong. And I was thinking about when you were talking about the eclipse, and as I said, I was trying to bring out last week, was, and you're right, no one stood there and said, oh, this is awesome, God is awesome. Look at how he took this, everything, brought the moon and the sun and the earth in perfect alignment, total.
Yeah.
That's what you call total eclipse. It's in perfect alignment. Even but a second. Look how awesome God is. No one came to see that. At least that's not what was projected. They came to see this event, that this phenomenal event that they will never see, so they say, in another 20-some years or whatever. And that's what made it so spectacular. But even in that, God not only showed himself awesome, but he took people from, I'm guessing, all walks of life.
Yeah.
And he brought them all together when we can't even bring ourselves together.
There you
God go. Knows how to do it.
Yes, he does.
He knows how to do it. And that was evident. That's what I saw. You know, look at God work.
Amen.
Look at God talking to us.
Yes.
Look at the phenomenal work that he does. That we can't even do. Man is still trying to do it. And he can't. He's still trying to figure out these things, man. And he still can't do it.
There you go.
And so, yes, I do agree with you there, and that I did not see at all myself. And it's like God is talking to us over and over and over again in ways that we can't even comprehend.
And listening to you, where you were talking about this Bible that Trump has out, and it's wording that he's added, and you know, the Bible itself tells us, you know, we don't add to it and we don't take from it, and Trump is adding this signature on the cover of the Bible, and then you mentioned that he has the Pledge of Allegiance or something in the cover of the Bible.
No, well, he hasn't. I don't know that he's put this in the content of the Bible, but it's almost like you know how you open your Bible and you're given the dedication and the contents and different words that you add on to it, declaring. Okay, well, this is what he has done. And he's going a little step further. He's put his image and likeness on the Bible.
Trump has?
Yeah, look at the Bible. Look it up. His picture
I will definitely
cover of this Bible.
Very dangerous.
I don't think he understands the danger. And you know, that's where we need to pray for him. I don't think that he really understands the danger of things that he does.
It's almost like
a child who will do things and not really understand what repercussions from it.
Right.
And that's where we all come in. We who are believers in Elohim, in God, we have to come together, not to wish this man any harm or any danger. We have to come together in prayer as a nation. Pray for Trump. Pray for him that God will open his eyes, that God will make him see and turn around and do his will, not Trump's will.
Right. And it's kind of borderline of being a reprobate mind. If he chooses to go that way, God is still in control. God's people will still be faithful and continue to trust him through it. But for him to put his image on and for him to do the pledge to allegiance, defining it to the United States of America only. And the Bible is for the world.
Come on now.
God still loves the world.
Thank
you can't
for
just limit it
that
to the United States of America. That kind of speaks of the heart of Trump, you know?
He's got a hardened heart. We've read about that in Exodus with Pharaoh, how he has I have to equate him to some of the characters in the Bible. He's got a very hardened heart. But God knows even God can make the hardest heart bend to him. We all, every knee shall bow.
And every tongue
shall confess that Jesus is Lord, over Lord, King of Kings. You know, we, and that's the sad part about it. It's like seeing a little child trying to get his way. And we as being concerned parents, we have to try and train this child, encourage child, and explain to them the dangers of putting yourself above God.
There you go.
You know,
amen.
Above God, and so yes, it's very interesting. I don't want to read it. I don't want to purchase it because I feel like if I purchase it, I'm supporting him, and I do not support him in this.
Right.
I will continue to follow it through reports that I see or news reports that I read. But I'm not going to. Now if someone else chooses to, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not choose to do it. So thank you, Sharon.
Absolutely.
You have any
thank
other
you.
Comments?
No other comments. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for joining in. And at this time, I am going to, this is, like I said, a very quick broadcast. So I am going to close us out with prayer. I would put you on the spot, but I'm not. Father,
okay.
Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are Elohim. You are our creator. There is no one before you, God, in our lives. Oh, God, and Father, Lord, you show us every day, oh, God, your wonders, your work. Every day that we wake up, oh God, and we open our eyes, or we are able, oh God, to open our eyes, that is a blessing, God. That is a blessing that you have bestowed upon us, oh God. Oh, Father, realize that some people didn't even get the chance to wake up this morning, oh God. Some have gone to sleep and did not wake up, oh God. We ask that you comfort their parents' hearts, the children's hearts, the friends' hearts. Father, you comfort them. Father, you be their comfort in the time of despair, in the time of trouble, in the time of sadness, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, I am reminded, oh God, that when we are in trouble, oh God, we can come to you at any time, oh God. Psalms 121 tells us, oh God, that we can look up to you, O God, look up to the hills, to which cometh our help, all our strength, when we're weak, O God, you are our strength. Oh, Father God, when we're in trouble, oh God, when we can't even go to anyone else, oh God, we turn to you, oh God. We can turn to you because, Father God, you are never too busy, oh God. Your word says you never slumber, you never sleep, oh God. You never slumber, oh God. You're never weary, oh God. You're never tired, oh God, of hearing from us, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Oh, Father, we exalt you for your mighty works, oh God. You are supreme. You are all-knowing. Present, oh God. You are awesome, oh God. You created us, oh God. You created us when we weren't even a thought, oh God. In our mother's wombs, when we weren't even a thought, oh God, you set your eyes on us, oh God. You said this one is going to be that one is going to be that. You have a purpose and a plan for all of us, oh God. Oh Father, who are we? Who is man, oh God, that we shall place ourselves above you, oh God? Who are we, oh God? We are nothing. We just like ants and grasshoppers, oh God. Little tiny ants and grasshoppers, oh God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for who you are, oh God. And you keep proving yourself over and over again to us, oh God. You keep bidding us, oh God, to turn from our wicked ways, to seek your face, oh God, repent of our ways, oh God, And you say, oh, God, if we do that, you'll hear. You will hear from heaven. And you will forgive our sins and heal our land, oh, God. Oh, Father, right now I ask that you, oh, God, give us clean hearts, renewing us a right spirit, oh, God, renewing us a spirit that says yes to your will, yes to your way, oh, God. Oh, Father, oh, God, forgive us of our sins, oh, God. Father, if we say we do not sin, we are liars, oh, God. Oh, Father, we sin. We fall short, oh, God. We fall down. But, God, when we fall down, you're right there, oh, God, to pick us up, oh, God. If we only just believe, oh God, and have faith in you, oh God. Father, let us take the focus off of ourselves, oh God. Let us not think higher of ourselves, oh God, than others, oh God. Father, there is a danger to our lives when we do that, oh God. Oh Father, keep us humble, oh God. Give us the mind that is in Christ Jesus, your Son, oh Lord, so that when we begin to wander off, oh God, and venture off of your word, oh God, that you, our focus is on you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our focus is on you, Yeshua. Our focus is on your ways and your will. The way that you came and you sacrificed your life and you showed us, you laid down your life just for us, oh Lord Jesus, and you showed us how we should live, how we should love one another, how we should be in union with one another, oh Lord. Oh Father, I ask that you touch the sick and the afflicted all over the land and country, oh God, all over, oh God. Father, Lord, keep us out of this senseless war, oh God. And furthermore, oh God, stop this senseless wars that are going on, oh God. They make no sense, oh God. Father, if we put that focus and that energy, oh God, help us. If we just turn around, help us to realize if we turn around and put all our focus and energy into you, oh Lord, how awesome, oh God, how wonderful our lives would be, oh God. You desire, oh God, good things for us, oh God. Let us stop trying to harm one another, oh God, trying to take vengeance in our hands, oh God. Let us know that vengeance belongs to you, oh God. You are the judge. You are the jury, oh God. And Father Lord, I ask you to go into the hospital rooms right now, oh God. Touch the sick and the afflicted all over, oh God. Father, somebody right now is laying on their bed of affliction, attached to a ventilator, oh God. Someone can't breathe on their own, oh God. Lungs are restricted, oh, right now, oh God. But we know, oh Lord, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. Lord, heal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them from the crown of the head to the very sole of their feet, oh God. I know you can do it, oh God. I know what you did for me, oh God, and what you continue to do for me, oh God. Oh, Father, I just desire, oh God, if I can share, oh God, my testimony, my life, oh God, of what you have brought me through, oh God, and I can get somebody, even if it's just one person, oh God, to realize that you are real. You are real. Yes. You're not a plaything. You're not a toy. You're not a phenomenon. You are real, oh God. You are God, and there is no yes. one like you. Never will be. Never was, oh God. You are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
You were there from the beginning, and you will be there in the end. You will lead us and guide us into all truth if we only believe, oh God. Oh, Father, help us to realize that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God, not by the word of Donald Trump, oh God, but by the word of you, Elohim, of you, Yeshua. Of you, Yahweh, not by the word of Donald Trump, oh God. Oh, Father, let us not be afraid, oh God. If he even gets in the office, oh God, Father, that it's okay. Let us pray him into doing the right thing, oh God. Oh, Father, you said we ought to pray without ceasing. Oh, Lord, let us realize if all of us got together and just prayed, just poured out prayer, oh God, how much, Lord, would you do? How much would you just open up to us, oh God? How much would you just make a change, oh God? Oh, Father, I know you would, oh God. I know you would. And so that, Father, I ask you to touch my sister who was on this broadcast tonight, oh God. Touch her and thank her, oh God. I thank her for sharing the word, oh God. Because, Lord, every time she gets on here, oh God, she gives us something better and something more and more and more to think about, oh God. Oh, Father, I thank you for feeding the word to her, oh, God, and making it clear that she can bring it out to us, oh, God. Oh, Father, when I can't get a thought, you can put somebody else on the line, oh, God, and they can share a thought, oh, God, and it'll be all clear, oh, God. Father, realizing that you have not given us all the same, oh, God. Every time that when one reads the scripture, oh, God, they are not going to get the same thing, the same meat from it that you've given that person, oh God. But when we all put it together, oh God, what a pot. What a pot, God. We thank you, oh Lord. Father, Lord, help us to continue to being the salt of the earth, oh God, that we, and help us continue to be the seeds that are planted, oh God. Let us continue to plant good seeds, oh God. Be fruitful in our doing, oh God. Be not weary in our well-doing, oh God. But let us realize that everything that we do it to the glory of your name. I ask you to touch the angel of this broadcast, oh God, of this network, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for giving him the vision, Father, and let, oh God, draw others to it, oh God, that they may become, oh God, a part of the vision that you have given him, oh God, that you have placed in his heart, oh God. Touch him, oh God. Touch his health, oh God. Touch all that are involved in this network, oh God. I am not alone, oh God. There are many that bring forth your word, oh God. But draw the people, oh God, so that they may hear the truth. Let us always speak the truth and not of ourselves. This I ask in the precious, precious name of Jesus, oh God. If I have omitted anything, oh God, I ask you to forgive me, oh God. Amen, yes, and amen, and amen. Well, 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 well. Thank you, my sister, for coming on, Minister Sharon.
Bless you. Bless you.
Coming on. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You know what I'm about to do. I'm going to shut down for a couple of days.
Okay. God bless you.
Until next time, I bid you shalom. That's
shalom.
Peace. May the peace of God be with you, my sister, and all who will listen to this broadcast later. Bye-bye. Good evening.
Good evening. Shalom.
Shalom.